scholars by citing the Lord's version, text number 22. Since the board is not there, you will be forced to become Shrutidhar. You have to hear and repeat after me. Manishitanubhavoyam. Manishitanubhavoyam. Mama lokavalokanam. Mama lokavalokanam. Yadupashrutya rahasi. Yadupashrutya rahasi. Chakartha paramam tapah. Chakartha paramam tapah. Manishitanubhavoyam. Mama lokavalokanam. Yadupashrutya rahasi. Chakartha paramam tapah. Manishitanubhavoyam. Mama lokavalokanam. Yadupashrutya rahasi. Chakartha paramam tapah. Ladies, Manishitanubhavoyam, Mama lokavalokanam. Yadupashrutya rahasi. Yadupashrutya paramam tapah. Manishitanubhavoyam. Malokavalokan. Yadupashrutya rahasi. Yadatma paramam tapah. Word by word meaning, Manishita, ingenuity, Anubhavaha, perception, Ayam, this, Mama, my, Loka, abode, Avalokanam, seeing by actual experience. Yat, because. Upashrutya, hearing. Rahasi, in great penance. Chakartha, having performed. Paramam, highest. Tapaha, penance. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the highest perfectional ingenuity is the personal perception of my abodes. And this has been possible because of your submissive attitude in the performance of severe penance according to my order. Purport. The highest perfectional stage of life is to know the Lord by actual perception by the grace of the Lord. This can be attained by everyone who is willing to discharge the act of devotional service to the Lord as enjoined in the revealed scripture that are standard and accepted by the bona fide acharyas, spiritual masters. For example, the Bhagavad Gita is the approved Vedic literature accepted by all the great acharyas such as Shankara, Ramanuja, Madhva, Chaitanya, Vishwanath, Baladev, Siddhanta Saraswati and many others. In that Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, asks that one always be mindful of him, always be his devotee, always worship him only, and always bow down before the Lord. And by doing so, one is sure to go back home, back to Godhead, without any doubt. In other places also, the same order is there, that one give up all other engagements and fully surrender unto the Lord without hesitation. And the Lord will give such a devotee all protection. These are the secrets of attaining the highest perfectional stage. Lord Brahma exactly followed these principles without any superiority complex. And does he attain the highest perfectional stage of experiencing the abode of the Lord and the Lord himself with all his paraphernalia? Impersonal realization of the effulgence of the Lord's body is not the highest perfectional stage, nor is a stage of Paramatma realization. The word Manishita is significant. Everyone is falsely or factually proud of his so-called learning. But the Lord says that the highest perfectional stage of learning is to know him and his abode devoid of all illusion. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakkada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadhut Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Veda Swami Iti Nami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachari Nirvishesha Shunyama Ashatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhascha कृपा सिंधुभ्य एवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। मनीषितानुभावोऽयं मम लोकावलोकनम् यदुपश्रुत्यर्हसि चकर्थ परमं तपः। दि हाइएस्ट परफेक्शनल इंजेन्युइटी इज अ पर्सनल परसेप्शन ऑफ माय अबोड्स एंड दिस हैज बीन पॉसिबल बिकॉज ऑफ योर सबमिसिव एटीट्यूड इन द परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ सिवियर पेनेंसेस अकॉर्डिंग टू माय ऑर्डर। Hare Krishna. I really would like to express my deep gratitude to all of you for making it, in spite of a stormy weather, to be here for this Sunday morning Bhagavatam class. The situation here is that Parikshit Maharaj had asked a question to Shukadeva Goswami, that how is it that the soul which is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, Sat Chit Ananda, can identify himself or herself with the body which is asat, achit, and nirananda? I mean, how did it happen? How did the marriage happen? It's like the shocking thing for Parikshit Maharaj is, imagine if a man is sitting in the car and after some time he actually identifies himself with the car. I can't go out. The door is open, but I can't go out. And the car. Hey, Pagal. People say, you've gone crazy. The car is different. You're the driver. You sit in a vehicle and you actually, fully, 100% identify with the vehicle. Mad, isn't it? Crazy. This is shocking to Parikshit Maharaj. The soul is, you know, eternal, full of knowledge. How does he completely identify with the body? Anything that happens to the car, one dent, and he starts crying. Oh, mujhe dent ho gaya. Nahi, tujhe nahi, bar dikki mein hua hai, piche bonnet mein hua. Nahi. Actually feeling. Something like that. Did it happen by chance? Or is there a reason behind it? So, Shukadeva Goswami, that question which he had asked earlier, the same question is being replied here. And he says, actually, the inferior energy, dead matter, car is dead matter. The living entity is the driver. So the dead matter is being identified by the spirit soul, which is full of knowledge, just by the sanction of the Lord. That is Vishnu Maya. It's like sometimes, you know, a magician comes and, no, now you have become stiff. I say, yeah, I can't move. He'll stand up like that. Everything he does under that spell. So he said it is the Lord's energy by which the superior energy identifies himself with the inferior energy. Why did he identify? The first inauspicious thought that comes into the living entity is, I want to be on the altar there. क्या यार सब लोग फोटो निकालते हैं उनका हमेशा गुणगान करते हैं पैर पड़ते हैं हाथ जोड़ते हैं काश मैं वहां होता उनके बगल में जो भी है मेरे जैसे भी होते द डे दैट थॉट कम्स इट्स इम्पॉसिबल वी जस्ट डोंट नो हु द लॉर्ड इज वी जस्ट डोंट नो व्हाट हिज पावर इज. And as soon as a person wishes, the Lord says, all right, I'll send you to a place where you can try to be the controller, the proprietor, the enjoyer. Try. Bye-bye. All the best. And he comes down here, finds himself in a body. Aham mameti, janasya mohoyam aham mameti. Prabhupada explains it is like a child. Imagine sometimes children do this. I don't know. Nowadays things have changed. But in the village, not many toys to play. So the child is sitting on the lap of the mother and suddenly it sees the moon. And says, Mama, I want that moon. Yes, beta, you yourself are like a moon to me. I don't know. I want that moon. No, I want. So she has a plan. She brings a nice mirror. He says, yeah, look here. And he says, yeah, I got it. In the reflection, the moon is seen. And the child thinks, I got the moon. So our wanting to become the Lord is like the child wanting the moon in the hand. And therefore, like the mother, very compassionately, you know, the Lord sends another mother, Durga Devi. So, all right, hold the mirror and you look at it and, I'm the controller. And as soon as that happens, two things happen. I'm this body, and anything that belongs to the body is mine. Aham mameti, this is mine, my wife, this is my children, my. So, there are two types of philosophies in this world, perverted philosophies. One is in the name of spirituality. One is mama. You want to acquire more and more? There are Vedic prescriptions, how to acquire more and more and more. And become the Lord of the heavenly planets or the Lord of the universe. So there are rituals. It's called Karma Kand. To fulfill that Mama principle. And then there is the Jnana Kanda, which is Aham Brahmasmi. In ignorance we can think that I am the Lord. Actually everything is me. You are also me, I am also you. Janasya mohoyam aham mameet. That's the ultimate manifestation of this aham mama principle. So how to come out of this? In that context, the beautiful narration of how Lord Brahma, in the very beginning, came out of this misconception, is being explained. Brahma manifested from the lotus navel of the Lord. There's a navel that came out, from the navel, a lotus that came out, and on the lotus, the first living entity in this whole creation, Lord Brahma appeared. And when he appeared, there was total darkness, just couldn't see anything, just looking around everywhere. Didn't know who he is. He didn't know, where am I? What am I? What am I supposed to do? Who am I? And that is the time he heard two words. The 16th and the 25th syllable of the Sparsha Varna. The two types of Varna, Vyanjana and Swara. So the 16th is Kavarga, Chavarga, Tavarga, Tavarga and Pavarga. Kakhaga, Ghanga is Kavarga. Chachajaja is Chavarga. So the 16th one, that is Ta, and the 25th, Pa. Twice he heard. Tapa, Tapa. He didn't see any person. He just heard these two words. I mean, one word twice. Tapa, Tapa. And the amazing part is, he took to that instruction as his life and soul. He said, I was clueless, I was lost, I was confused, I was bewildered. Someone is guiding me. So let me take the tapa. And for 1,000 celestial years, which is literally lakhs of years, he just performed tapasya. Because the purpose of his tapasya was to actually please the Lord and not to become the creator. That was a secondary desire. The main desire was to please the Lord and assist the Lord in his creation. Therefore, the Lord was so pleased, so happy with him, that actually the Lord appeared and shook hands with him. Hari Bol, congratulations. And then he actually showed him the whole spiritual world of Vaikuntha. He actually saw, as you are seeing me, I'm seeing you, Brahma sitting on that lotus foot, experienced the whole abode of the Lord, including the Lord sitting there, along with all his energies. He was in ecstasy. And Prabhupada explains, that is the perfection of the life. To understand our relationship with the Lord in our eternal abode of existence. A lot of people talk today about Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana, hum sanatani hai. What is Sanatana Dharma? One of the very crisp and beautiful definition of Sanatana Dharma by Prabhupada. He says, Sanatana means eternal. Sanatana is eternal, ever existing, ever truthful. The Sanatana Jiva, because the body dies, the soul doesn't. The Sanatana Jiva has a Sanatana relationship with the Sanatana Lord in the Sanatana sky. To be reconstituted in that relationship of loving service is Sanatana Dharma. And anything that takes us towards that situation, Jiver Swarubhai Krishner Nitya Das, that is Sanatana Dharma. Anything that facilitates. So, what was he told? Brahma, how did he achieve the perfection of life? Just by doing tapasya. Now, what is tapasya? Again, one amazing thing about Prabhupada's purports and his language is very crisp definitions. it really hits you hard, especially if you really take shelter of those words. Not simply because abhi bola hai, khatam karna hai, char din ke andar itna panna khatam karna. Not in that way, but genuinely, just like a drowning man takes shelter of a rope thrown to him. Similarly, if we realize that we are drowning in this punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare shayanam, in this samsara, we are simply drowning. But here is the rope thrown in parampara. Here, just catch hold of it. You know, even if you're feeling sleepy, when you catch a rope and if you're drowning, it's not that, chhod diya thoda sa, by then it's gone. You can't afford to. So, just as a drowning man takes shelter of that rope, which is the only hope, when we take shelter of these words, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Kuriyo Aikya Arna Kuriho Mone Asha. We make it like a line on a rock. And we have no other desire. So Prabhupada defines what is tapasya. Such an amazing definition. It really, the first time I read it, I just fell flat. I thought, wow, kya bola? He says, tapasya means voluntary acceptance of inconveniences now for a better future later. Voluntary acceptance of inconvenience now for a better situation later. That's it. Anything anyone wants in this world, you have to do some tapasya. Nothing comes cheap in this world. You want to get a medical degree, NEET exam. Some people are smiling. Again, you have to do repeat tapasya now. Don't know, maybe you'll know soon. So just to get a degree and have a nice professional life, you need to do a lot of austerity, you have to forego so many things you like to do something you don't like to do, but you accept it nevertheless. So this is tapasya. And tapasya are of many, many types. There is tapasya in the mode of ignorance. There is tapasya in the mode of passion. There is tapasya in the mode of goodness. Tapasya in the mode of ignorance is to torture the body and to want the moon. Tapasya karunga aur chanda mere haath mein aana. So impossible things, just like the demons do, torture their body. Pluck out something, pull out the hair, just like Vrikasura was doing, cutting off hands and throwing in the fire, just like a stubborn child. He's asking for a piece of broken glass, and the mother is saying, nothing doing. Mommy, I want, you know, rolling and kicking and stamping. No, martu. Something like that. That's tapasya in the mode of ignorance. By which you torture yourself, and having achieved, you want to make other people suffer. It's amazing. The demons undergo super brahmacharya. Not eating anything, not drinking anything, not sleeping for years together. And as soon as they get the power, compensating for all those tapasyas, jitli sare, all the women in the creation I want to enjoy. I want to eat and drink anything that walks and flies or swims. So with a vengeance they want to come back what they deprived themselves. This is tapasya in the mode of ignorance. Tapasya in the mode of passion The whole world should know. Kya tapasya. So that people may glorify, people may honor, people may worship. And you look down upon everyone. Sense gratifiers. I am a tapasvi. Just look at me. Kya tapasya. Tapasya se tapa hua sharir hai putar. नहीं तो ये ऐसा करूंगा तो तुम भस्म हो जाएगा. डेयर यू अप्रोच. लॉट ऑफ ईगो एंड तपस्या इन ए मोड ऑफ गुडनेस इज समथिंग दैट इज प्लीजिंग टू द लॉर्ड एंड बेनिफिशियल टू एवरीवन. But there is another tapasya. And what is that tapasya? Lord Rishabhdev in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam instructs his sons, 100 sons, before he leaves for the forest. He is the king of the whole world. And before he leaves, this is another tapasya. To leave at the right time. Not just to hold on. So he's just departing, and before departing, he calls his sons and he tells, I will tell you the ultimate tapasya. The ultimate tapasya. And for the ultimate purpose. What is that? Tapo divyam putraka. Oh, my dear sons, do this tapasya. Divya tapasya. It is not in the mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance. It is transcendental tapasya. Tapo divyam putraka. Yena, by which? I said, why should I do Divya Tapasya? What is the need? Yena Sattvam Shuddhet. By which your existence is purified. To the extent our existence is purified, that Tapasya will never make us proud. But if his heart is impure, and if we do even a little tapasya, we look down upon those who haven't done it. And we feel very proud. We feel very special. That's the nature. So generally, any kind of tapasya increases the ego. But Rishabhdev is telling, Tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shuddhyet. So why should I purify my existence? Why? Yasmat brahma saukhyam. By which you will get spiritual happiness. Acha? Wo kya hota hai? Abhi bhi main sukh hun. I have so many things. I'm very happy. No. Brahma saukhyam tu anantam. That happiness. No things, no person, no situation, including death, cannot snatch away that happiness from you. Aisa sukh chahiye, jisko puri dunya mein koi chheen nahi sakta aapse. No situation can disturb you from that state of happiness. Yo antasukha antararamaha tantha antarjyotirevaya. Because it's inside. It's not dependent on a thing. When your happiness is dependent on some things, when your happiness is dependent on some person, when your happiness is dependent on some situation, there is always anxiety. Vastu chala gaya to? व्यक्ति चला गया तो परिस्थिति बदल गई तो होना ही है. चेंज इज ए नेचर ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड. सो देर इज कॉन्स्टेंट एंग्जाइटी. बट वेन आवर हैप्पीनेस इज डिपेंडेंट अपॉन समथिंग दैट कैन नेवर बी डिस्ट्रॉयड, दैट कैन नेवर बी स्नैच्ड अवे, दैट कैन नेवर बी टेकन. A person is completely fearless, has no anxiety. He is blissful. Externally, yes. Things may be going, all the dualities of this world. But deep inside, like an ocean. On the ocean there may be waves. But deep inside there is calm, there is stillness, there is peace. What is that tapasya? Yena sattvam shuddhet. Yasmat brahma saukhyam tu anantam. And that tapasya, very beautifully is explained, cleansing of one's, purifying one's mano, bhava samshuddhirityaitat tapo manasa mochyate. There are three types of tapasya. Tapasya of the body, tapasya of the words, and tapasya of the mind. Tapasya of the body is deva, dvija, guru, pragya, five types of tapasya for the body, five types of tapasya for the words, manasa, vacha, karmana, and five types of tapasya for the mind. Five types of tapasya for the body is deva, dvija, guru, pragya, pujanam. One has to respect, one has to bow down, one has to offer obeisances to deva, the lord, the devatas. Dvija, his representatives. Guru, the spiritual master. Pragya, one's elder, mother, father, teacher, or somebody who is knowledgeable. So this is first part. Deva, dvija, guru, pragya, pujanam. Shaucham, to keep oneself clean. Externally by bathing and internally by chanting or engaging in devotional activities. So, deva dvija pujanam, shaucham, arjavam. Simplicity. Simplicity in one's dealings, in one's behavior, in one's lifestyle. It's tapasya. Keeping oneself very simple. I was reading the other day, Steve Jobs, Apple wala. He once attended one Zen Buddhist class and he was so inspired. He introduced a uniform in the whole office. The uniform is black t-shirt. Black color t-shirt. Sabka ek hi jaisa hoga bas. And blue jeans. What was the funda? Jada time pass sochne ka hi zarurat nahi hai. Kaun sa uniform pehne? Aaj ye pehnu, ki wo pehnu, ye pehnu. Pochne, ek t-shirt, ek jeans, bas ho gaya. So much of energy is utilized for other things. So the more we complicate our lives, so much of energy goes. And today, everything you want, there are so many varieties. Hai ek brush, bas daag ghisna hai. Ye loon ki, wo loon ki, Colgate, bina kami hai, usme aisa hai. Kya karu? So, arjavam, simplicity. So, deva, dvija, guru, pragya, pujanam, shaucham, arjavam, brahmacharyam. Celibacy, in terms of in married life, uniting with a wife. That's all. Very clear. There is no anxiety otherwise. You know. So, brahmacharyam, ahinsacha, and non-violence, shariram tapa uchyate. And then what is the austerity of speech? Anudveg karam vakyam, a speech that is not agitating. Certain words we use, it's like vak baan. Anudveg karam vakyam, satyam, truthful, meaning speaking as per the scriptures. Priyam, very pleasing. Hitam, not just pleasing, but should be beneficial to others. Swadhyaya bhyasanam chaiva. And rest of the time, always, just this boy was reciting this 15th chapter. That's the purpose of speech. Learn this ashtaka, this shataka, and this sahasranam, whatever. That's the way to keep the words engaged. This is Vani Tapasya. And then ये दोनों कर सकते हैं बिकॉज दे आर एक्सटर्नली कैन कंट्रोल. वन थिंग इज अनकंट्रोल, दैट इज इनसाइड एंड दैट इज द माइंड. मन प्रसाद, ट्राई टू कीप द माइंड सैटिस्फाइड. हा सैटिस्फैक्शन ऑफ द माइंड इम्पॉसिबल. A mind that is disturbed by lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion can never be satisfied. Only a pure mind is satisfied. Mana prasadaha. Prasada means satisfied. Saumyatvam, again simplicity of the mind also. Maunam. Maunam means gravity. You know, you see children. Udhar kuch bolne ka, idhar kya hai? ये ना ये उधर ये क्या. एक चीज तो सुन तू, एक बोलने के पहले 50 और पूछता है. देयर माइंड एंड देयर स्पीच इज डायरेक्टली प्रोपोर्शनल टू ईच अदर. आवर्स इज ऑल्सो द सेम बट बिकॉज यू हैव ग्रोन अप वी कंट्रोल बट द माइंड इज गोइंग एवरीवेयर. आई होप योर माइंड इज विथ मी. द लाफिंग प्रूव्स दैट यू हैव कम बैक नाउ. It goes everywhere. Luckily, you are not speaking. I am the only one who is speaking. Otherwise, it would be a different situation. So, the mind is naturally, but when you give it vent, that is childlike mind, restless mind. What to speak of all the gadgets? So many choices, President. Completely lost. It's actually feeding poison to the mind. We don't realize. You pay to get poison. Can you imagine? So, maunam, atma vinigraha, and control of the mind. And the most important, bhava samshuddhi, to purify one's existence. So, generally when I do this Bhagavad Gita course, at the end I say, even if you didn't understand anything, don't worry. Today I'm going to tell you just 4 letters. Just follow these 4 letters and believe me, the ultimate spiritual life you will be able to, the benefit of full spiritual life you will attain. Just follow these 4 things. A, B, C, D. That's all. Achha, pehle kyun nahi bola? 6 din ke baad kyun bol rahe ho? Aapko vishwas dilane ke liye, ki main jo bhi bol raha hoon, wo shastra se adhikrit hai. That is the first 6 days. Last day, the real thing. That is, just do these 4 things and you will be a spiritual person irrespective of which color of dress you wear, which dress can be where you are externally, but internally your existence will be 100% purified as much as Lord Brahma here. Can you imagine? That's the gift of the parampara. They make spirituality so practical, so relevant, so much down to earth. Knowing the nature of people, the nature of challenges people are facing today. There is only one thing to be done. And that is bhakti, devotion. Prabhupada said, it is the simplest and yet it is the most difficult. Ajay Sabhai, it is the simplest, but it is the most difficult. After explaining this ABCD, I'll tell you why. Please remind me if I forget. What is this? So, yena sattvam shuddhet, you have to purify your existence. The soul is pure, but it is now covered over by 4 layers. Immediate layer, the subtlest layer, is the false ego. The next is the intelligence. The next is the mind. And the next is the senses, the body. Indriyani paranyahur, indriyabhya param manaha, manasastu parabuddhihi, yo buddhehe paratastu sah. So, first is body. Let's take the body. How do we purify the body? The Gita says very simple. The body has to eat. Without eating, where is the question of doing anything? Our energy comes from eating. So in the Gita, Krishna says very simple. Yajna shishta ashina santo mucchante sarva kilvishai bhunjate te tu agham papa ye pachante atma karanat. Whatever you eat, first offer it to the Lord and accept it as His grace, His mercy. Can you imagine? That is prasad. Prasad doesn't mean some shengdana and sugar crystals. Prasad means prasade sarvadukhanam hani rasyopajayate. Prasad means the mercy. No scientist can ever manufacture even a grain of rice. Not one grain of rice can be manufactured in any factory. Anything that you eat has to be organic and it just comes from the earth. And ahara shuddho sattva shuddhi. To the extent the food is pure, to that extent, as soon as you eat, your consciousness becomes purified. And that is why the DT, so the A, B, C, D, D stands for diet of Krishna Prasad, offered to the deities. Have a little picture in your home. And whatever you eat, just offer. Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji ne bola tha, jaldi jaldi khalo Maharaj, humko khana hai, late ho gaya. Chalega. Nahi hai, toh unne bolna, tu tu sab jagah hai, tu khale, bas ho gaya. Don't become too impersonal. Thoda toh rakho yaar. Kam se kam ek vaati mein rakho, tum late bhar kao. So, body becomes purified by engaging the senses, the eyes to behold the beautiful form of the Lord. The more we see the Lord decorated very nicely, the desire to decorate ourselves to attract people to us goes away. And actually the person starts looking more beautiful. I'm telling you. They actually start looking more beautiful because the inner beauty starts manifesting. So, eyes to behold the form of the Lord, ears to hear the glory of the Lord, tongue to glorify the Lord and taste the prasad, the sense of touch to actually serve the Lord, the feet to walk to the temple of the Lord, the hands to cleanse the temple of the Lord. This is the purpose of the senses. Rishikena Rishikesu Sevanam. So, the body or the senses becomes purified by serving the deities and taking the diet of Krishna Prasad. Above the body is the mind. And the mind has two diseases. It goes where you don't want it to. And it doesn't stay where you want it to. That's the nature. And therefore the austerity of the mind is, yato yato nishchalati manaschanchalam asthiram tatastato niyamyaitad atmanneyavashamnayat. Wherever the mind goes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Manaha prayate iti mantra. At least just like you go to the gym. Why do you go to the gym? To make your body fit. This is mental gym. Devotees visit the mental gym for 1.5 hours every day. Approximately. 16 rounds. This is the mental gym. So, the more and more you become focused, goal-oriented, and you're very clear. And therefore the mind doesn't get disturbed. He's always thinking, what is favorable to move there? What is unfavorable? I'll remove in my life. This is favorable. I'll move towards that. So that is the second one. Above the mind is the intelligence. Intelligence has two diseases. Always doubting. Sachmuch mein Bhagwan hai kya? Ye Maharaj ji itne bol rahe hain. Sachmuch mein isme dam hai kya kuch? Ki apne kuch to bole ja rahe hain bas. Which is good. One should doubt. One should not foolishly accept anything. But ati buddhi, over intelligence says, even logically, scientifically, practically, shastrically proved, and then you think, nahi hua to, phir soch apni buddhi se ja kar, na jana ja phir. What else can you do? So, doubting. And the second thing is discrimination. Discrimination and determination is a function of the buddhi. Asatoma sadgamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya. The determination discriminates. Or the discrimination is what's right, what's wrong, what's beneficial, what is harmful, what's favorable, what is unfavorable. That's the buddhi. All others can't do it, the human beings do it. After discriminating what is the right thing to do, the determination to do it, even though the mind says, nahi yaar, aaj thoda barish hai, chhati hai na, chhata hai, utha ke le, chal. Nene, Grand Road ke paas to pura paani rahega. Theek hai na, tair ke jayenge. Upar mein aaj kal ye bana hai na, walkway. So the mind may give so many excuses, karna hai. And above the intelligence, and how does that intelligence become strong? By scrutinizing study of scriptures. Because in scriptures, our intelligence become very sharp to discriminate. What is asat, what is sat? What is ignorance, what is knowledge? What's permanent, what is temporary? And in the scriptures, you read about so many powerful personalities who had in their lives so many temptations, who had so many challenges, who had so many obstacles, but they effortlessly overcame. Above the, that is books, B is books of transcendental knowledge, scriptures, scrutinizing study. And the fourth, above the intelligence is the false ego. This is the greatest, the subtlest enemy sitting inside. You know something? Yudhishthir Maharaj was most scared of Karna. Le Arjun Thakumar, ye Karna jo hai, ye bada khatarna. So similarly, this false ego is the very tough to overcome. And how is it overcome? False ego has two diseases. The first is to think oneself the center of the universe, the center of everything, and to take credit for things what you have done and things what you have not done yet. That's the nature of the ego, to take credit. But that is overcome by association of devotees. Because in the association, people remind each other of, wow, Krishna has empowered you. Kya bola tune aaj? But they will always connect, today Krishna empowered you to speak so nicely. It's not that you scratch my back, I scratch yours. I don't know, how many of you speak Kannada here? Koi nahi, main to kuch bhi bolunga chalega. In Kannada, there is a saying, Hagal kaige bevin kai sakshi. Ek bar ek meeting ho gaya. Hagal kai matlab karela. Aur bevin kai matlab neem. To karela aur neem dono saath mein baithe hue the. Aur karela neem ko bol raha hai, ki bade meethe hain. Aur neem karela ko bol raha hai, ye bhi kam nahi hai, ye bhi bahut meethe hai. Wah re, dono sakshi bhi acche acche log ek dusre. So in this material world, you scratch my back, I scratch. Aap to kitne mahaan hai, aap bhi koi kam nahi hai. Theek hai, dono maloom hai, kahan baithe hue hain. But in the spiritual realm, even if someone glorifies someone, he says, wow, the Lord really empowered you to speak so nicely. Wow, he made you, he sang so nicely. Krishna was empowering you today. So you always remember, yeah, thank you Krishna. Hamesha hero rakhna, zero mat bana dena. So, taking credit is not there. And always it is not self-centered, but what will please the Lord? What will I do in such a way that the Lord is pleased? This is the only consideration. It is so simple. So, the ego is purified by A is association of devotees. Regular association with sincere devotees. Intelligence is purified by B, books of transcendental knowledge, scriptures. Below that is the mind. The mind is purified by chanting of the holy name. And the senses and the body is purified by diet of Krishna Prasad that is first offered to the deity. Why does Srila Prabhupada say that bhakti is so simple? And yet he says it is the most difficult. Anyone would like to tell how it can be the most simple and why it is the most difficult? Anyone would like to try? And it is a fact. It is very simple. And I am telling you, it's very difficult. Why is it so simple? And why is it so difficult? Chalega. Galti bhi hoga to chalega. Haan, Prabhuji, haath utha rahe hain ki kaan khujla rahe hain? Huh? Very simple to start anything. Arre vah. Isi khushi mein taali ho jaye. Param Purush Prabhu 75 saal ke hain, par 16 saal ke lagte hain, naachte hain to. The holy name makes him carry. So he says it's simple to start anything, but difficult to maintain anything. But that's not the reason why Prabhupada says. Anyone else? Bhakti is the simplest, and yet it is the most difficult. Yes? Absolutely. Mala to sab lete hain. कितने साल तक रखते हैं माला घूम रहा है पर मन किधर जा रहा है वो नहीं मालूम ते माला माहित नहीं पर माला झाला की यस ओके आई विल एक्सप्लेन जीव गोस्वामी एक्सप्लेन्स इट वेरी नाइसली व्हाई इट इज सुदुर्लभा व्हाई भक्ति इज द रेयरेस्ट व्हाई भक्ति इज मोस्ट पावरफुल व्हाई भक्ति इज मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट टू अचीव एंड येट Nothing can happen without bhakti. Actually, everyone is bhakti. Everyone is doing bhakti. Everyone is a bhakta. In one sense. Because kisi cheez ko karna hai to bhakti chahiye na. Vishwas chahiye, saddha chahiye, sadhana chahiye. To do anything. You need faith. Faith is bhakti. Ulte seedhe kaam karne ke liye bhi saddha chahiye. Demons ko bhi saddha hai. Main tapasya karunga to Brahma ji aayenge. देंगे और उसके बाद ऐसा चीज मांगूंगा ना प्यार में सबको दिखाऊंगा वो भी भक्ति क्या सो ही सेज मेक टू एक्सिस एक्स एक्सिस एंड वाई एक्सिस एक्स एक्सिस इज एक्टिविटी एंड वाई एक्सिस इज कॉन्शियसनेस एक्टिविटी श्रवणम कीर्तनम स्मरणम पादसेवनम अर्चनम श्रवणम यहां जितने लोग बैठे हैं सब लोग सुन रहे हैं कि नहीं कान के अंदर जा रहा है कि नहीं कान के अंदर जा रहा है इस कान से उस कान निकला वो मुझे नहीं मालूम पर कान के अंदर जा रहा है एवरी वन हियर इज हियरिंग बट आर वी हियरिंग लाइक परीक्षित महाराज डेस्परेटली टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ ईच वर्ड विथ अ डिसीजन टू टेक एवरीथिंग थ्रू द टी आर वी डूइंग इट लाइक दैट No. Everyone is chanting. Maharaj, mala ghis gaya. Dekho, Maharaj, kitne saal se japa hai. Chanting is there. But are we actually crying out like Draupadi called? So, yes, when you shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, padasevanam, anyone can do these things. Therefore, bhakti is very simple. Ek mala uthao, Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna. It's so simple. But purification of the heart, Yesterday was Gundicha Marjan, and today is the most auspicious occasion of Rath Yatra. Lord Chaitanya, who is none other than Jagannath himself. Jai Gaura, Sei Krishna, Sei Jagannath. Jagannath himself, today we saw so beautiful drama. Why Lord Jagannath became in that particular form? He took that form. When he is beholding the glory of his devotees, the activities of the devotees, the thought of his devotees, he goes into ecstasy. So each of the activity can actually put us into ecstasy. We can do it for eternity. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya, who is none other than Jagannath, showed how to welcome Jagannath into our heart. And Gundicha, this is the only one day in a year that Lord Jagannath comes out of his temple to give darshan to anyone and everyone, reveal himself and goes to Gundicha. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya would, mad in ecstasy, dance. And while dancing, he chanted so many prayers. But there was one prayer he said, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, the best of devotees. Just thought of Radharani makes Krishna become like Jagannath. So what did he say? Anyera hrudayamana, moramana vrindavana, mane vane eka kari jani, taha tumar padadvaya, karaha jadi udaya, tabe tumar purna kripa mani. Anyera hrudayamana, people's mind and their heart is one. But more mana Vrindavan. My mind is non-different from Vrindavan. Why? Because Prabhupada writes here, very simple. Man mana bhavamat bhakto. Radharani says, my mind is Vrindavan. My mind is Vrindavan conscious. And Prabhupada writes here in the purport. Yes. There is a beautiful, he says, in other places also, yeah, Bhagavad Gita is the approved Vedic literature accepted by all great acharyas. In that Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna asks that one always be mindful of him, man mana, always be his devotee, bhava mad bhakto, worship him only, madhyaji. And bow down before the Lord. And by doing so, one is sure to go back home, back to Godhead. Mane vane eko kari jani. My mind and Vrindavan is one. And because you don't leave Vrindavan, my Lord, I know. So since my heart is Vrindavan, taha tumar padadvaya. If your two lotus feet you place in my heart, karaho jodi udaya, tabe tumar purna kripa mani, then I will consider that you have been very merciful to me. So Lord Chaitanya demonstrated the ultimate austerity. Narada Pancharatra says, what is the ultimate austerity? The greatest austerity, the highest austerity. The only austerity which is meant for human life. Aradhito yadi harihi tapasatatah kim. Naradhito yadi harihi tapasatatah kim. If you are worshipping Lord Hari, what is the need of any other tapasya? And if you are not worshipping Lord Hari, what is the need of any other tapasya? That means, tapasya means to worship Hari. Naham vedair na tapasa. You can't achieve me by tapasya. The real tapasya is to worship him. It is the simplest. But it is the most difficult because our mind is so disturbed, so agitated. But If we make things favorable in a very conducive environment, in a place like the temple, in the association of devotees, in the presence of the Lord, in an atmosphere where since a long time, devotees have come and glorified the Lord, because the whole environment is surcharged with devotional energy. It is easy to be cautious or conscious of Krishna in that association. And therefore, by regularly exposing ourselves in such an atmosphere, it becomes more easier and it becomes also more sweeter. We relish it. And when this becomes relishable, other things becomes only favorable to these things. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya, sure, this is it. Antar bahir yadi haris tapasatata kim? Nantar bahir yadi haris tapasatata. If Krishna, one is seeing Krishna outside, inside, everywhere, there is no need of tapasya. And at the end of the day, if you are not able to see Krishna inside, outside, even in the temple, then what is the use of tapasya? So tapasya means to see Krishna. Yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam chamai pashyati. To love Krishna, to serve Krishna. You know? So this is so simple. And Lord Chaitanya showed Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Eva Kevalam. Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gataranyata. Actually that tapasya is to chant the holy name. Bas! Can you imagine pressing your nose, standing on your head, in the Himalayas, not eating, or in the winter, going into the cold river till the neck. 5 minutes you will develop pneumonia. No need. The greatest tapasya, just chant Hare Krishna. Itna hi. Bas, utna hi. And after chanting for some time, itna hai kya? Ah. Yehi to bola tha. Yes, it is simple for the lips to chant. But for the heart to chant, 24 hours. Thunadapi sunichena, taroriva sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. It's very difficult. There is one, this is Lord Chaitanya's statement. Huh? Somebody may ask, Prabhuji, aap kitne saal se jab kar rahe ho? 33-35 साल हुआ है. अच्छा, कितना माला करते हैं? पूरा करते हो कि नहीं? कुछ फर्क पड़ा है? वो मत पूछना, आपको डिस्करेज नहीं करना चाहूंगा. बट सीरियसली, समटाइम्स इतने सालों से कर रहे हैं, की फर्क पहन रहा है? कुछ हुआ? कुछ फर्क नहीं पड़ा. सो यू नो लाइक व्हाई इज इट नॉट हैपनिंग, और how does it happen? Personally, Lord Chaitanya instructed how to chant to have the real effect. Ye aap sunoge na, to either behosh ho ke giroge ya turant hall se bahar chale jaoge. Kuch log pehle se hi nikal gaye, baki log bhi nikal jayenge. Bolenge, are pehle se hi bola hota to hum aate hi nahi mandir mein. Sab tayar hai, bolu. केवल हरि नाम जपने से मिलेगा, बस और कुछ नहीं. अच्छा, कैसे जपना है? अभी बताता हूं. दिस इज लॉर्ड चैतन्य स्पीकिंग. इन चैतन्य चरितामृत आदि लीला 17 चैप्टर रेफरेंस दे रहा हूं मैं. झूठ नहीं बोलता हूं, जो भी बोलूंगा सच बोलूंगा व्यासासन पे बैठ के. सो ही सेज, तबे शुक्लम वरेर कैला तांडुल भक्षण हरेर नाम श्लोकेर कैला अर्थ विवरण. After eating the rice from Shuklambar, like Sudama, he had some broken chip rice who had begged. Lord ate it, the whole bag he finished. That was a devotion in the heart of the poor Brahmachari, Shuklambar Brahmachari. And then he started speaking to all his associates about the glory of the holy name. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, ஹரநாமைவ கேவலம் கலௌ நாஸ்தேவ 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 கதிரன்யதா. ஹரநாம 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 ஏவ கேவலம் கலௌ நாஸ்தேவ 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 கதிரன்யதா. தேர் இஸ் நோ அதர் வே, நோ அதர் வே, நோ அதர் வே தேன் சாண்டிங் த ஹோலி நேம், சாண்டிங் த ஹோலி நேம் ஓன்லி. அரே பாபு, இத்தனை பார் கியூ போல் ரவி, எக் பார் போல் லோ காஃபி. So he explains why this shloka is told like this. Dardhya lagi harer naam ukti teen bar, jada loko bujhaite puna evakar. Harer naam, harer naam, harer naam. Why three times? Dardhya lagi. Matlab, to emphasize something. When you want to emphasize something, then you remind. Suppose a husband keeps forgetting. Bola tha, माता जी ने बोला था जाते वक्त सब्जी लाना, आते वक्त ऑफिस में गए भूल गए बस. तो ये अगले दिन बोले थे भिंडी लाना, भिंडी बैगन नहीं, भिंडी लाना. क्या बोला? भिंडी लाना. तीन तीन बार बोला, एक बार नहीं. सो दैट्स व्हाई दाढ़्य लागी हरर नाम उक्ति तीन बार. हरर नाम, हरर नाम, हरर नाम. अच्छा एव क्यों फिर? दाढ़्य लागी हरर नाम उक्ति तीन बार. जड़ लोग फिर से अगर कम बुद्धि है, घुसता नहीं है मोटे चमड़े में, तो दाढ़्य लागी हर नाम उक्ति तीन बार, जड़ लोग को बुझाई थे पुनः एव का हर नाम एव. वाई केवलम? केवल शब्दे पुनरपि निश्चय करण, ज्ञान योग तप कर्म आदि निवारण. केवलम का मतलब है नॉट ज्ञान, नॉट योग, नॉट तपस्या, none of this. Harar naam eva kevalam. And then it says kalau nastiva nastiva nastiva. Ye nastiva teen bar kyun? Jada loka bujhaite puna evakar, kevala shabde punarapi nischaya karan, jnana yoga tapa karma adi nivaran. Anyatha ye mane. Suppose people say theek hai, theek hai, theek hai, but iske alawa koi dusra hai kya hai? मतलब मार्केट में और कुछ प्रोडक्ट है क्या? अरे नाम ठीक है, आप लोग बोलते हो ठीक है, और कुछ भी होगा ना, कुछ तो मार्केट में होगा. नहीं. अन्यथा ये माने तार नाही को निस्तार, नाही 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 ये तीन एवकार. बोले डोंट थिंक ऑफ एनी ऑप्शंस, कुछ है ही नहीं इस कलयुग में. केवलम नास्तेव गतिरन्यथा. एंड देन लॉर्ड चैतन्य टेल्स दिस इज द इजी पार्ट. Now the difficult part. He says how it should be chanted. Truna hoite nicha hoya sadalobe naam, apani nirabhimani anye dibeman. Truna hoite nicha hoya. You should be humbler than a blade of grass. A blade of grass ke upar kutta bhi jata hai, billi bhi jati hai, chuha bhi jata hai. Everyone stamps. तृण होते नीच होया सदा लभे नाम, आपनी निरभिमानी एक्सपेक्टिंग नो रिस्पेक्ट, अन्य दिवे मान एंड रिस्पेक्टिंग एवरीवन. आपनी निरभिमानी अन्य दिवे तरु सम सहिष्णुता वैष्णव करीबे. वन शुड बी टॉलरेंट लाइक अ ट्री. भर्त्सन ताड़ने काके किछु ना बोलीबे. इवन इफ समवन चास्टाइजेस यू, ब्लेम्स यू, यू डोंट रिटॉर्ट. काटी ले हो तरु जेनो किछु ना बोलाय, शुकाइया मरे तबु जल न मागाय. इवन इफ यू कट द ट्री इट डजंट कंप्लेन. काटी ले हो तरु जेनो किछु ना बोलाय, शुकाइया मरे, ही विल ड्राई एंड डाई, बट इट वोंट आस्क फॉर वॉटर अनलेस यू पुट द वॉटर. ही मत वैष्णव कारे किछु ना बोलीबा, अयाचित वृत्ति किंवा शाक फल खाइबा. Therefore, without complaining, whatever comes, ayachita vritti, whatever comes, we just are happy. Sada nama laiba, jatha labhite santosh, eito achar kare bhakti dharma posh. Always taking shelter of the holy name. And in whatever situation the Lord has kept, thank you my Lord. This is the Brahma, this is what Brahma also says in 10th canto, after seeing Vrindavan. तत्तेनुकंपम सुषमेक्षमाण. ब्यूटिफुल वर्ड्स. यही तो आचार करे भक्ति धर्म पोष, देन योर भक्ति विल फ्लरिश लाइक अ ह्यूज ट्री from a small sapling. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Urdhva Bahu Kari Kahu Suno Sarvalo Haribol, Haribol, please, please listen everyone. When do you say this? When do you raise your hand? When you are become, look, suppose train are at full speed or track tuta hua idhar. और आप ट्रैक के पास खड़े हो, देखो ट्रेन, अरे अरे ये पूरा ट्रेन लुढ़क जाएगा, फुल ट्रेन एंड एवरीवन विल डाई. तो यू आर स्केर्ड, यू वांट टू, यू आर डेस्परेट टू टेल द इंजन ड्राइवर, अरे यार ट्रैक ब्रिज के अंदर चले जाओगे तुम लोग. एंड अरे वो प्लीज रोको, बोले थोड़ी होगा, यू हैव टू डू एनीथिंग एंड एवरीथिंग टू गेट द अटेंशन ऑफ पीपल. ए मरोगे तुम लोग. इन दिस मूड इज टेलिंग, ऊर्ध्व बाहु करी कहो सुनो सर्वलोक, प्लीज लिसन टू मी. ऊर्ध्व बाहु करी कहो सुनो सर्वलोक, नाम सूत्रे गांथी पढ़ो कंठे श्लोक. इन द थ्रेड ऑफ द होली नेम पुट दिस लॉकेट ऑफ दिस वर्स, तृणादपि सुनिचेन तरोरिव सहिष्णुना अमानिना मानदेना. एंड देन ही प्रॉमिसेस, प्रभु आज्ञाए करो ए श्लोक आचरण, अवश्य पाइवे तबे श्री कृष्ण चरण. ऑन द ऑर्डर ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य आई एम टेलिंग यू, इफ यू फॉलो दिस वन वर्स, वेरी सून यू शैल सी कृष्णस लोटस फीट डायरेक्टली एज ब्रह्मा सॉ द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड एंड द लॉर्ड एज इट इज डायरेक्टली. दैट्स द पावर. अभी तो आवाज ही नहीं है पब्लिक में. Now you know why it is so difficult. Prabhuji, इस दुनिया में आप जैसे बोल रहे हो वैसे रहेंगे ना, चार दिन नहीं जिएंगे हम लोग. लोकल ट्रेन में जाके बोलो नहीं, पहले आप तो कभी घुसेंगे नहीं अंदर. प्रभु जी कुछ प्रैक्टिकल चीज बोलो. रह गया कुछ. अरे प्रसाद की लाइन में भी थोड़ा झगड़ना पड़ता है कभी कभी, करते हैं कम से कम मंदिर में थोड़ा डिसेंसी रहता है, बाहर जाने के बाद थोड़ा ज्यादा हो जाता है. सो इज इट रियली प्रैक्टिकल, लॉट ऑफ पीपल आस्क. एंड व्हेन आई रेड दिस ना, बोला यार कंठस्थ करके बोलने प्रवचन के लिए अच्छा मामला है, मसाला है ये. बट डीप इनसाइड आई वॉज नॉट कन्विंस्ड. बोला ऐसा कैसे यार, बुलडोजर चला देंगे सब लोग, इतना नंबर रहा तो. बट देन I got a solution. Very practical. Achha, kaise practical hai ye? Lord Chaitanya told Raghunath Das Goswami, Markata vairagya na karo loka dikhai. Bade vairagi vairagi duniya ko dikhane ke liye mat karo vairagya. Markata vairagya na karo loka dikhai. Yatha yogya vishay bhunjo anasakta hoya. Externally, you do whatever is necessary, but deep inside try to be detached from it. Antare nishtha karo bahya loka vyavahar, achirat krishna tumaye karibe uddhar. Deep inside, this should be our aspiration while externally we do our business regularly as we are doing. Has someone done it, Prabhu? Yes. In the most challenging circumstance, Arjun did this. Arjun followed this principle on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Mam anusmara yudhyacha. Internally, you retain this consciousness. I am the servant of Bhishma. I am the servant of Dronacharya. I am the servant of everyone. Das, 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 anudas. On the order of Krishna, because they are standing on this side, I will have to fight and shoot arrows through and through. But deep inside, my consciousness is, I am simply doing it for the pleasure and satisfaction of Krishna on his order. Nimitta matra bhavasavya sachi. So this is not impossible. It is not impractical. It is the most practical thing. Only then can we maintain our sanity in this insane world. Otherwise, spirituality doesn't make sense. These are the purports of the acharyas, which while the head is in the clouds, the feet is so grounded. The head in the cloud means this is our internal consciousness. This is what our aspiration is. But the feet on the ground means we are dealing with the practical world. Penny, you know, what is that? Penny, pound and flesh. Dunyadari. Dunyadari may be hoshar. Prabhupada, nobody could cheat him. He was so sharp. He said, I am a Calcutta boy. I am Calcutta wala hu, dhoka nahi de sakta mere ko. Tum log sab foreign ke log ho, tum log, tumko ullu bana deti hai log. But I am a smart guy. He knew how to deal with it. But deep inside, he knew. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke. However the Lord wants, we will, that will happen. At that time, if you are successful, it never goes to your head. And if you constantly, apparently are failing, we never go into depression or disappointment or even get discouraged. Because it's an offering to the Lord. It's up to Him. What is the proof that Arjun did this in this state of consciousness? The proof is when the same Arjun was coming back after a few months from Dwarka, the same Gandiva, the same bow, the same Arjun, and he couldn't protect Krishna's queens. He didn't go into depression. He went into ecstasy. Oh, the Lord used me at that time to become a hero. Today that power is not needed. Krishna has withdrawn. Today with all of this, it's just zero. Because Krishna, one is not there. All zeros are simply zero. So the success didn't affect him. And the failures, apparent failures, didn't disappoint him. He was just going on with life. So this is the amazing and the most simple yet most profound austerity that in parampara we have been recommended to invite the Lord into our heart. On this special day of Rath Yatra, this is a nice meditation. Following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, we can also invite Lord Jagannath, you know, to come into our heart. And we do the austerity, the tapasya of cleansing our heart like the Gundicha Marjan. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Generally, I overshoot my time. Today, my austerity was to finish in time. So that, otherwise, it will be austerity for you. So I finished 5 minutes early. If there are any questions, we can take a couple of them. The question is, why are you asking questions after finishing early? Yes. Can the mic be passed there behind? Mataji.
Hello. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Please repeat your ABCD one. I want to hear it.
There are two things. False ego, the intelligence, the mind, and the senses. The false ego becomes purified by association of sincere devotees. Below that is the intelligence. The intelligence becomes purified by the books of transcendental knowledge, that is scriptures. Below that is the mind. The mind becomes purified by chanting of the holy name. See. And below that are the senses. The senses become purified by the diet of Krishna Prasadam, which is offered to the deity of the Lord. So like that, these are the four things.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So I appreciate you are reconfirming your ABCDs. That shows a sincere desire to apply. Okay. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jaya. Nitāya Gaura Premānandī. Śrī Śrī Jagannātha Balade Subhadrā Maiyā ki. Śrī Jagannātha Rathyātrā Mahāmahotsav ki. Gaura Premānandī. Thank you very much.